All right, so the news is in at Cooperstown. David Ortiz is going in. He is going in his first year on the ballot. He's a Hall of Famer for sure, but there's always been debate whether or not anyone should go in on the first ballot, which was so stupid. Remember, like Babe Ruth didn't go in his first year. Had to wait. He had to sit there and wait a year, I believe.
Some donkey didn't vote for Jeter, didn't he?
Yeah, I know, because it was, I think, that was the stance. Like, you got to wait 1 year to get my vote for whatever reason, but that's changed. And Ortiz goes in with 77.9% of the vote. You got to get to 75 to get in. Bonds was at 66. Clemens was at 65.2, which is intriguing because that means three guys voted for Bonds that didn't vote for Clemens. And how do you conclude that? Like, oh, Bonds should go in, but Clemens, I just can't accept.
Yeah, because it's personal.
Maybe.
They probably had a bad interaction with him. That's probably what it was.
So Bonds and Clemens are done in terms of the voting. They're out after 10 years. Curt Schilling as well. Here is a longtime MLB pitcher, one of our favorites. We have him on all the time through the baseball season. Here is Dallas Braden. What do you make of Big Poppy going in on his first time into Cooperstown?
Well, I think that's let's start there, because there should be congratulations due and all the respect due on a day like this to the individual or individuals who have their names called, who do receive that phone call. And it's really cool for me because this is a guy that I got to play against, a guy that I know. So to see him be honored, to see his talent and his production be acknowledged and now emblazoned in Cooperstown. Like I tweeted, Large Father is a baseball god, and there's no taking that away from him now, ever. The plaque will hang, you know, forever. And that is really special. Aside from that, I think there's, you know, I don't even know if there's outrage any longer, more so disappointment. And it kind of feels like, you know, that first time, whoever it is that you really love and respect when you're a little kid, when they tell you, you know, I'm not even mad at you, I'm just disappointed. You're like, oh no, God. And it kind of feels that way. Like, I'm just kind of disappointed. Without getting really crazy, you got to remember there is the today's game committee or the today's game ballot that those individuals, Bonds, Clemens, will go on. Who knows? Who knows what that looks like? But as of right now, it's just the same thing that I think everybody says and everybody understands. You have one of the best pitchers to ever play the game of baseball, and you have the greatest player to ever play the game of baseball, and they're not in the Hall of Fame right now. And does that make any sense?
It does. It doesn't to me, Dallas. Do you think that if their personalities were any different, that this would be different, this result?
Well, look, this is what a Big Poppy first ballot does for you. Is it really, if you didn't think it mattered, this is the evidence. This is the hard-hitting, cold-cut evidence. This is the proof. What do you need? This is the writing on the wall. This tells you. Why? Because he's a larger-than-life personality. He's a quality human being when you have interactions with him, like from a player's perspective, from a media perspective. I'm just like I'm sure all of us could tell you, hey, ask my friends. I'm a decent human being. But everybody feels that way about this guy. That can't necessarily be said for the aforementioned, right? For a Bonds type, for a Clemens type. And, you know, it's odd when you hear some of these writers talk today throughout the days-long broadcast about how things are gone about through the voting system and the idea of withholding a first ballot nomination because that means something. Well, forgive me for asking, but isn't that an unwritten rule within the writers' world, within the writers' realm? And remember, these are the same writers who are casting shadows and casting doubt on folks and laughing at folks who might adhere to quote unquote unwritten rules. But here they are, you know, readily talking about doing that to people just as a sign of like, no, can't do it because whatever, because that's just something that's happened. What? Come on. What are we doing? What are we doing? The Hall of Fame, as I have long said, it's a museum that tells the history of the game. I will let I will let your mom and dad, your aunt and uncle tell Kenny, Tammy, Tommy, and Teresa just how bad these human beings were, if that's what you want to gather from going to the Hall of Fame, if that's what you want to take away, then I'll let you be the arbiter of character in that regard. What this museum is doing is telling you the good, the bad, and the ugly of the sport and the history of baseball as it has evolved, and who the players at the pinnacle in their careers gave something, contributed to the game on a level that allowed it to get to the point where we're at now, quibbling over billions of dollars in the industry. And you mean to tell me that the men and then the women who have had the impact that they've had on the game, and in this case just the men, they don't belong there? That's the museum you want to visit? That's how you're going to tell me the story of Major League Baseball?
Everything you just said there about the personality, it's almost like they wanted to put it in the face of Clemens and Bonds by making Ortiz a first ballot Hall of Famer, saying, well, there you go, guys, if you just hadn't have been jerked. I don't know what the reasoning is, but that's the kind of the chat on Twitter right now. It's like first ballot for Big Poppy.
And what's tough about this, too, is this is all of these writers have one vote that equals the same, but unfortunately they all have different levels of morality, right? Is kind of what this is boiling down to. And so it's whose moral compass did you send into a tizzy? That's what you have to worry about, you know, not the dirt under your spikes and the numbers on the back of the card, but it's were you a quality human being to this individual? And when I mean to, I don't mean directly to this individual, but does this individual think you are of high standing character? You know, who are they to be judging that? Oh, they have a Hall of Fame vote. They're not the judge and jury on who you are as a human being. But that's going to prevent you from achieving the ultimate glory, which you set out when you were 6 years old dreaming about. Like, I want to be the best ever. That's why I'm wearing my uniform right now before bed to go crush this T-ball game. Because maybe 40 years from now, maybe, just maybe, I'll have my grill plastered on a plaque in Cooperstown, and that'll mean something to me. But the way that this is going right now, it's really tough for that to mean much.
Well, isn't part of the onus then on Cooperstown to adjust the rules and or at least to adjust what they suggest should go into the voting process? In other words, because I know voters, friends with voters, and I've seen them posting online, and they go to integrity, they go to character, and they say, this is what Cooperstown is asking us to take into consideration, and with that in mind,
that's
I can't do it.
That's now become a scapegoat.
Well, but then,
in my opinion, that has now become a scapegoat.
They get rid
of
it.
People who do have a slight against people who play the game. Oh, you don't like the way that this has gone. You don't like the way this individual treated you during a home run chase.
Well, but the PEDs, though, Dallas, the PEDs are, like, that's legit. Like, if that's your belief that they used them and that's what changed maybe their stats or their history, their legacy, I don't agree with it. I would put them in. But if that's the stance, that's the stance. But the way they the utilization of the character and integrity and all that kind of stuff is applied to that as much as it is applied to the sanctimony of the guy was not a good guy to me or whatever.
If they are of such moral standing, such high moral standing and such upstanding character, how come I don't hear any of these folks beating the drum to clean out the Hall of Fame? Why are they just okay with the clouds of suspicion of yesteryear? And they're okay with just moving on from that. Why do they turn their heads when they hear veterans already in the Hall of Fame talk about the usage of amphetamines, but how they believe it's different from a usage of a steroid?
Right.
Why aren't they beating the drum to clean out the Hall of Fame so that they can actually get what they want? They're okay with just moving it on. They're okay with allowing those eras to exist then. Well, that's the idea of a museum, is it not? There might be some stuff you don't like in there, but it's going to tell you the story of how we got here. And you mean to tell me that you, as a human being of flesh and blood and bone, just like myself, are in a position to tell me that I'm not worthy?
Well, with Dallas Braden, I think he hit on a good point about the amphetamines and what was going on in the 70s and 80s, where all the voters, they knew what was going on then. They knew they were in the clubhouse. They saw these guys popping the pills for day games.
They joke about, trust me, I talk to writers all the time who still understand and talk and joke about the idea of two different pots of coffee, right? Now, like, that's something that kind of shocked the media when that became a thing or when that became common knowledge. And it's something that's joked about all the time because it's just something that was understood. Wow, what a concept.
Well, we'll see what happens here with Bonds and Clemens in the future if they get in with this new, you know, the layers of voting and they're into this new category now. But they're two of the greats of all time, and they're not going in based on the way everyone else has for the longest time. And
just think about what your trip to Cooperstown would be like. What's it going to be like? You're going to go there. And you're going to have some major holes to fill. Major holes to fill if you're telling the story to somebody who's learning about the history of the game for the first time. You're not going to be able to make some pretty important stops. It's going to be up to you to tell the history of the game, not the actual stories that have been voted on that they want to be told.
That's
what the Hall of Fame now represents.
Do you think A-Rod will get in?
No. Do I believe he should be? Yes.
Yeah. He's in the same
category. If Bonds and Clemens get in, then A-Rod kind of like dorky stepbrother fumbles his way in too, because everybody at the end of the day is like, it was so egregiously clowny at times. Like, he was really good still at baseball. Can we just put him in two and shut him up? It almost feels like that might happen, you know? But I could understand, because of how egregious the activity was between him and baseball and the union, and I could understand where folks might just be like, look, we're not even entertaining it. Like, no.
That's going to be the next one. That'll be the next conversation, I'm sure. A-Rod will be – he'll represent what Bonds and Clemens have for the past decade for sure. Always love having you on, Dallas. Love the passion, buddy. Enjoy the rest of the offseason. Let's hope pitchers and catchers are there in a few weeks. I don't know how you're feeling on that front, but we'll see.
Oh, God, my fingers are crossed. I love this game too much for it to not be giving back to the fans what it can be, what it deserves to give back to the fans. So I hope for all of our sake we've got whips cranking come February.
Yep, we're looking forward to it. All right, buddy, we'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
We'll see you guys.
There's Dallas Braden, former MLB pitcher and analyst out in Oakland.